Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A lawsuit brought by the cruise industry challenging the city and borough of Juneau's head tax on cruise passengers is headed for trial. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, attorneys argued Tuesday over whether passenger fees are constitutional in a case that could have statewide and national implications.
The cruise industry's lawsuit alleges the $8 in fees levied on passengers violates the U.S. Constitution's tonnage clause, which prohibits states from taxing vessels in port. Judge H. Russell Holland asked pointed questions. At times, he seemed skeptical about the cruise industry's argument that services paid with marine passenger fees had to be directly tied to ship operations. Speaking outside the courtroom, Washington, D.C. cruise industry attorney Jonathan Benner said the city's fees aren't legal because they're not for goods or services like selling fuel or hauling waste.
These are not user fees as such. If they were, and they were particularized and they were compensatory, you wouldn't have an argument. What it is it's a revenue stream that the city has created, and then it's redispensing it as it sees fit. And we believe that just blows a big hole in the Constitution.
The city's defense is that every item spent can be reasonably tied back to benefiting cruise ship passengers. City Attorney Rob Palmer defended the city's record.
We believe that we have collected fees that are reasonable, and we believe that we're spending the fees in a constitutional way for the betterment of the community and the cruise ship industry and their passengers.
The judge has several motions and countermotions to rule on before the case moves to trial. In the meantime, both sides are asking for a quick resolution through summary judgment. The outcome could also affect the state of Alaska's own passenger fee. There's also interest in this case outside Juneau. That's because the precedent it could set. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Two high-profile candidates running for a Fairbanks State Senate seat offered different perspectives on how to balance the state budget, but neither voiced support for an income tax during a forum last night. Senate Seat A incumbent Republican Pete Kelly said rising oil prices will soon eliminate the state deficit, but in the meantime, he supports use of permanent fund earnings over an income tax.
An income tax is not a good idea. It takes money out of people's pockets that can't afford it. It sends it to a government that has proven itself not to be very efficient.
Kelly's Democratic challenger, longtime state representative Scott Kawasaki, called cuts to permanent fund dividends the most regressive way to pay for government and pointed to oil taxes as a preferable option.
There are more options that have been on the table, and I'll just say that oil taxes that were changed under Senate Bill 21 in 2014 were bad for Alaska. If we're now spending $1 billion right now in oil tax credits and deductions.
Kawasaki and Kelly also had different takes on the cost of government. Kelly advocated for a constitutional spending limit, while Kawasaki maintained that the state cannot cut its way to prosperity. The forum was sponsored by the AARP. The Fairbanks North Star Borough holds its annual Air Quality Conference Friday and Saturday. In its third year, the Clear the Air Conference features a range of federal, state, and local regulatory agency representatives speaking on fine particulate pollution and ways to reduce it. Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams says this year's event will also offer other perspectives.
Try to bring more voices and more ideas into the discussion, from the wood-burning community all the way to economic development, more information on the health impacts. It's much more diverse this year, so I invite folks to come out and participate.
Among new speakers at this year's conference are representatives of Fairbanks North Star Borough Woodburners Group, the Tribal Healthy Homes Network, Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, and the Interior Gas Utility. Another addition to this year's conference is a wood stove demonstration.
We have two wood stove, EPA-certified wood stoves, and we're going to demo what burning dry wood, getting it hot, getting a catalytic converter going quickly, what that looks like in terms of heat output for the stove and the actual emissions versus what burning wet wood looks like.
The Friday-Saturday Clear the Air Conference is free and open to the public. Williams says people are encouraged to sign up on the borough website to ensure there's enough food for everyone. He says the conference cost comes in under $20,000. A couple has donated $30,000 to the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geology Program. A UAF release describes the gift from Charles and Geraldine Collins as the first installment to an ongoing endowment that will receive yearly contributions to support undergraduate students in the program. It says the Collins' experience with the university contributed to their motivation to support the geology program. I'm Dan Bross.